Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm really honored to have him with us for the next 60 minutes. He is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, star of Hollywood alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger and many others. Two of my favorite movies, The Predator and, of course, The Running Man. And he is going to be with us again for the next hour. I want to talk about the bailout, the economy, the police state, 9/11 Truth, a TV show pilot he's working on. I want to talk about just a whole host of issues with him in the next hour. Governor Ventura, it's great to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. Looking forward to coming down to Texas at the end of October.
Absolutely. And before this hour ends, I'll tell people specifically about that event. Out of the gates here, I didn't do any pre-interview. What do you think is most important to start off the hour with, sir?
You know, I don't know, really. I guess the economy right now, of which, you know, I'm paying, I think all of us are paying attention to it and trying, I guess, to figure out the dilemma is, does a bailout work or doesn't it work? You know, you hear two sides to the story, and it certainly puts you in a predicament of picking the lesser of two evils, which means you're still picking evil.
Well, let me throw in my two cents. They are terrorizing the public with the president and others saying, do this or there'll be a depression. Stuff like that from a Treasury secretary and a president itself is fire in a theater. And then if you read the bailout plan, it gives them total immunity. It allows them to basically be separate from the government with no oversight. So really, I think the $700 billion itself is a distraction compared to the new powers it gives the Treasury.
Okay, well, I'll trust you on that one. You know, I've been involved in other things the last week or so. If that's the case, then I fully do not support the bailout. Then I think it's ridiculous because this bailout, if it indeed happens, should come with so many rules and regulations that it's as sound as anything you can imagine, because you can't be just taking money and handing people blank checks and telling them to fix it, because that leaves virtually no accountability. It's kind of like how the war was run in Iraq.
We've certainly seen a lot of that. We were lied about the war. We were lied to about so many other issues, and now the same crew. I mean, take the conflict of interest. We have Henry Paulson, who still has a big stake in Goldman Sachs, directing tens of billions of dollars a week into his own company. I mean, how can he be doing that?
Well, you know, I guess the best answer to that, Alex, is that we've forgotten that the Constitution today is a thing of the past. It's a document that doesn't exist anymore, which says there will be a separation of powers into three separate divisions. And as I look at the country today, I see that this happening at all. You know, that we aren't a separation of power anymore. There seems to be no checks and balances whatsoever, which is what the forefathers tried to put in when they created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, was that making it a system of checks and balances. And the problem is we've allowed people. I mean, I kind of laughed the other day when I heard Ralph Nader refer to George Bush as King George.
And a socialist.
I don't think Ralph is that far off with being able to say King George.
Well, I agree. He's also pointed out that George Bush is more socialist than any president we've ever had. He's just giving it all to the elite.
Right. So, yeah, completely. You know, this is a bailout of wealthy, and their argument is that these are the people that provide the jobs, so that it will have a trickle-down effect to all of us, which I have to assume will be some correctness to it. But, again, how do you bail out the top and trust what they're going to do? You know, clearly, I find it very interesting that the very people that wanted to deregulate everything are the ones now leading the socialist bailout.
Absolutely. Governor Jesse Ventura will also talk about his book that's been on the New York Times bestseller list. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. He is our guest for the rest of the hour after this quick break. Stay with us.
A day unlike any
other. Bail out the top and trust what they're going to do. You know, clearly, I find it very interesting that the very people that wanted to deregulate everything are the ones now leading the socialist bailout.
Absolutely. Governor Jesse Ventura will also talk about his book that's been on the New York Times bestseller list, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. He is our guest for the rest of the hour. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest for the rest of the hour. There's so many issues to be discussed and to talk about. But finishing up with the bailout, you know, the internationalists that run the banking system created these trillions in derivatives. They tied it to our bank accounts, our 401ks. Now they're saying, come in and invest in this, or basically it's all going to implode. These are the same interests that have all been moving offshore. And so just in closing, any other thoughts on what's currently happening with the bailout that they are set to vote on in the Senate today, Governor?
Well, you know, again, we have to watch. My thing to tell all the American people is be vigilant, man. If you're not holding people's feet to the fire, you're going to get bad government. And that's the problem in this country as a whole, is that we sit back, we live in our own little worlds, and we don't pay attention to what's going on with the nation. And then by the time it catches us, we're basically caught with our pants down because we haven't paid attention at all. You know, maybe the good thing that will come out of this whole bailout issue is that it will finally get the American people to rise up, take their heads out of the sand, and start paying attention, Alex.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to ancient history, but I sure wish you were running for Senate. I don't blame you for not doing that because you've got some other, you know, ways of getting the word out to the people, staying in the fight. And we appreciate you not going back to back to Mexico to surf. We know that's probably quite beguiling. But let's get into the fact that you are doing a pilot, and I know you're doing some other stuff, but I don't know how far you can go, Governor.
Well, I'm doing actually. I've got possibly 2-3 pilots in the hopper, but I always like to tell people that I don't discuss them in great detail until the first check clears the bank. That's because these are TV shows, you know. I'll be straight out front. I do get paid when I do pilots, like anyone else.
You're not a communist.
A job like, and I, you know, you got to earn a living, and so, but. The pilot that we're doing now with the True TV Network, which is the formerly Court TV, is going to deal with conspiracies. Because conspiracies have fascinated me for going on 20 to 25 years or better now, you know, starting off with the murder of John F. Kennedy and watching it evolve into everything else and now into the 9/11 conspiracies. So I think it's very intriguing stuff. And even for people that don't believe or don't want to, or whatever it may be, it's still very compelling and interesting, and to me, it's truly better than anything like Tom Clancy could write or anything like that, because in many ways, real life has more intrigue and mystery than what anyone could make up in their own minds and write it down as a fiction writer. You know, Alex, I have my own imagination, so I don't really need to see somebody else's imagination or read about it. But I do love history, and it disturbs me greatly when history is not recorded correctly or if history is misled, because then generations from now, people will never get a clear picture over what went on. And so, you know, delving into conspiracies, I think, is just great intrigue and great dramatic television. And not only will it hopefully inform you, hopefully will entertain you at the same time.
Well, I know that the networks are very interested in this because I've been approached many times with similar ideas by the networks, you know, delving into the secret meetings, infiltrating them, basically exposing what's going on underneath the rocks of government and corporations. And I can't think of a better person than former underwater demolition and Navy SEAL individual and a former governor out there, you know, running around covering all of this. Now,
wait, Alex, let's not cheat me either. Now that Sarah Palin's out there, I'm also a former mayor.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Take Me Fishing. Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
There he is the mainstream media and the dominant corporate culture. Anytime you say, hey, I think this bailout might not be a good idea, they've been calling that a conspiracy theory. Or, I think that we need to question government more or have more checks and balances, or there might be some corruption in government. They call it a conspiracy theory. So basically, anybody questioning the official paradigm is called a conspiracy theorist. And we've seen the same thing, you know, going back to Galileo when he said that the Earth was orbiting the sun, not the sun orbiting the Earth. You know, they called him a heretic. And isn't that what's so suspicious about 9/11 is that you just ask questions and they stonewall and act so suspicious, Governor?
Well, and to me, that's the question we're going to try to pursue. Why, if what they've told us is true, then, you know, there's that old quote, the truth will set you free. Well, why would you have any fear of telling the truth? Alex, I love to tell this story, if I may. When I was running for governor, and at the time it was very much in the early part where there were six or seven candidates and they were holding debates throughout the state of Minnesota, we're much different than Texas, where in Texas you get one debate. Up in Minnesota, generally, you might get 12 to 13 of them. And when we were at this one particular debate early on, we were seated alphabetical, so naturally I'm over on the far side. And I'll never forget all the seven or eight other participants in the debate came in with stacks of papers and spin papers and all this stuff, and I sat down with nothing. And I remember there was a black woman, a civilian, sitting to my left, and she quietly handed over to me a legal pad and pen. And I looked at her, and I handed it back, and I said, no thanks. And she said to me, well, don't you think you'll need that? And I whispered back to her, I said, when you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. And she looked at me and smiled and nodded. She fully understood what I just said to her. So in these debates, I didn't need all that stuff because, in essence, every question I was going to be asked, I would simply tell the truth. And if you do that, you don't need a good memory. And so that's what we're taking forward here. And people who will stonewall 9/11, well, why? If what you're saying is true, then simply tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, Governor, I mean, take the new NIST report. They have now retracted their previous five reasons Building 7 fell, that 47-story structure, for those that don't know, that was hit by nothing that day. And they've retracted that it was bad building construction. They have retracted that a fuel oil tank blew up and did it. They have retracted that the North Tower fell and gouged out 25% of the south face of Building 7. And now they're saying a new phenomenon. This is like seeing a leprechaun in your backyard is a new phenomenon. Never before seen, thermal expansion did this with 1,200, 1,500 degrees, cool fires, made it symmetrically fall. So they're just counting on the public, not looking at the evidence. And I'm here to tell everybody, and I want to get your take on this, the new NIST report has completely and totally backfired on them.
Well, the last report I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, the last report I saw from them on Building 7 stated that they said that the fuel in the building, the diesel, was not responsible. They said the fire that destroyed the building was basically furniture and papers burning.
Yes, and they say it's never happened before.
That was their final line on the report that I saw. And Alex, I looked at it and started laughing. I thought, wait, how can they possibly? They're telling me that papers and furniture could cause a steel-structured, girdered building to uniformly collapse in 7 seconds. Alex, if that's the case, then what is being done? Because clearly, in that era of time, when that building was built, there were probably hundreds of others built throughout our country and the world. Shouldn't there be steps taken to ensure public safety if merely a fire with furnishings and paper can cause the total collapse of a 49-story skyscraper? What is being done about that?
Well, let me tell you, federal agencies then put out new guidelines in the last month telling them to build buildings differently, and major engineering firms and groups are now suing the federal government saying this isn't true, this isn't reality, and they're saying if this is the case, then a Bic lighter would be able to burn down a building and we don't need controlled demolition companies anymore.
Well, and that's the truth. I said that from day one when I read this. I said, well, the way they can prove this to me is the next time a building has to fall or come down, let's simply go light it on fire. Let's not bother with any demo or any demolition professionals to come in. Let's simply light the building on fire. There's certainly, if furniture and paper can make a building completely collapse in 7 minutes. We don't need any demolition, do we, Alex?
No, we don't. Governor Ventura, I don't want you to go too far on the pilot. You told me some of it behind the scenes, and, boy, let me tell you, is it going to be powerful? But the particular angle you're going to be going at, I think, is very effective and hasn't been done yet, even by a lot of alternative media, much less the mainstream.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things we're looking forward to, and I'm not going to spring it right now because, this is the mechanism we're going to go after it as, and I hope that it is, because one thing I've always been accused of, good or bad, is they've always told me when I was a mayor or governor that no matter what issue came up, that I always had a unique perspective on how I view an issue. And so we're going after a little different perspective of 9/11 here, and I think it will be very, very entertaining as well as fact-finding, and I think people are going to find it very, very interesting if we see the light of day. Alex, I've already warned all the people that I'm working with at the True Network, I've warned them that I still give it only a 50-50 chance that this show will see the light of day.
Well, I don't want to insert myself into the mix, but, yeah, the exact same TV show was pitched to them right as it was turning into True TV. We even have the intro trailer to the pilot that was made. I never really talked about it on air because I figured it wouldn't see the light of day. But I think in the last year and a half, so much has changed, Mr. Ventura. And frankly, you bring a lot more gravitas than Alex Jones does. You know, movie star, governor, you know, all these other issues. I think, I mean, I had the executives tell me at three different networks, including the one you're working with, and I know you're working with several others too. It's the same deal. And I had them tell me, they go, look, we know this is what people want. We know this will get ratings. But then from up above, you know, up above programming, even above, you know, the vice presidents, were the big money people saying, we're not going to have that anti-New World Order stuff on here. We're not going to legitimize it. And that's why the mainstream media is being delegitimized. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today to this Best Of with Governor Jesse Ventura and, of course, Willie Nelson. We're all meeting up tonight out at the historic backyard Live Oak Amphitheater. I'm going to give a speech, so will Willie and Jesse Ventura. We'll take questions and answers from the crowd. And then Willie and the gang are going to play into the wee hours of the morning. And it's all going to be streamed live and free on the Internet starting at about 9:15 tonight at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's an anti-war/9/11 truth part of the overall historic final performances. At the backyard, they're moving on to an even bigger venue after close to three decades out there. So, again, thanks for tuning in today, ladies and gentlemen. See you on the web. Take care.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Tips and offers.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I want to get more into 9/11. Let's talk about, you told me that it was great meeting Karen Johnson out in Phoenix, when you were there visiting, when you went to the 9/11 truth event and spoke there. And then I love the video of the media trying to attack you, and you throw it right back at them and say, you explain it to me, because the official story doesn't answer any of the real questions. And even the 9/11 commission says they weren't allowed to even do their job. So recap what your experience was like really getting in with both feet into 9/11 truth out in Arizona.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some dedicated people is the first thing I want to say. You know, Senator Karen Johnson, to me, shows tremendous courage because she's a current elected official who is making no bones about the fact that she feels that the 9/11 investigation was completely botched and that there certainly should be a second investigation done, even though at this point in time it would be exceptionally difficult because there, as I stated earlier, there's no evidence. It's all been destroyed. So nobody can go there and get anything scientific, you know, it isn't made available to anybody. But the people out there are super dedicated people, and they're coming from all walks of life, which is the thing that I'm really noticing and that really makes me feel good. Not only do you have a strong group of young people, whom you would expect. You know, I grew up in the 60s, so, you know, I know what it's like for young people to bolt from the status quo. I grew up in the generation that we used to say, don't trust anyone over 30. You know, I remember that famous quote. And, you know, so you've naturally got young people that are heavily involved. But then there were also professional people out there who are involved, people who you wouldn't expect to be involved, who have taken time and studied it a little bit. And I think that's really the thing that needs to happen in this country. We've got to break away. I had a guy the other day just look at me and smile, and he's at the golf club, and he said, I don't believe any of that conspiracy stuff. And I looked at him and I said, well, what knowledge do you actually have? What have you done to study it at all? Are you simply going on what the television has told you and what the government has told you? and you just blindly accept that today? And this guy was a Vietnam veteran, Alex. I would expect him to be a little bit more cynical, you know, in light of the fact they now revealed the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. And, you know, in the fraudulent whole Vietnam War.
Well, the NSA.
How we wouldn't allow elections in Vietnam because they knew Ho Chi Minh would win them, you know, and things of that nature. And so, you know, and it just, it irks me that the public is so, they don't want to, maybe it's because they don't want to believe anything else, but that isn't the attitude to have, and that's not going to do us any good because, you know, you can stick your hole in the head, but it doesn't mean things are going to go away and they're going to be right. The only way that happens is by people being involved, paying attention, and doing a little detective work on their own and understanding that you cannot trust the mainstream media today and you cannot trust our government today.
Absolutely, and it's the denial that there could be corruption or there could be a problem that has allowed the corruption to take over. History shows you're always going to have corrupt groups and criminal organizations and elites trying to take over and set up empires and abuse the average person's rights and liberty and property. And so to deny that any of that exists in history or in this country is the greatest folly, and we're about to reap the whirlwind on that front. Governor, we're going to break in a moment. When we get back,
hey,
I want to...
Alex, let me throw this out for a minute. The other thing I find so mind-boggling in this whole affair of 9/11 is the fact that we will so quickly believe that 19 Islamic radicals with box cutters could do what happened that day, but we totally throw out that us on the Christian side could never do something like that.
Oh, that's a great point. In fact, let's keep talking about 9/11. Then I want to get into your book, and I want to talk about what's coming up in Austin with yourself and Willie Nelson and I. But so Jesse doesn't think I'm kidding him. I've got his email. I guess I could send it to him. Here is the trailer from the TV show they worked on similarly, but I think his is going to make it through. I hope it does. It's about a minute and a half long, called American Conspiracy. Here it is.
You're either evil or you're good.
These are the stories you hear in whispered conversations.
We're both in skull and bone with the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about that.
One would think it wouldn't take very long for that to happen, dealing with people like this.
These are the stories that offer different explanations.
These mothers have been every month, as you can imagine, and I do this because I believe in this country.
They are the stories that must be told. Suspicion of our politicians is not new. But the number of citizens who distrust the government today has reached an alarming new height. In New York City, nearly two-thirds of the population believes there is more to 9/11 than has been told.
I believe the title was Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
But where can viewers turn? American Conspiracy. Our nation's preeminent conspiracy expert, radio host Alex Jones, takes us beyond the stock stories of the mainstream media.
Okay.
He asks the questions others won't consider.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, that I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
He explores the places others only talk about.
You're beginning to sink deeper into the rabbit hole now.
He takes us through the doors others won't enter.
I can't begin to imagine what we're going to discover.
In this first ever adrenaline-fueled docudrama, Alex Jones uncovers America's darkest secrets.
You need to answer real questions instead of lying.
It is the X-Files, unscripted, all the more frightening because it is real.
All right. It goes on from there, but Governor Ventura, what do you think of that?
You got me hooked. I'm ready to watch.
You know, my wife last night, I was telling her about this, and she just got so excited because I think you're going to do 20 times better because you're going to be the producer. And I know you don't want to give us, too many hints, but if it gets picked up, what are some of the areas you're going to get into? Obviously JFK, because isn't that what originally woke you up more than 30 years ago?
Yeah, there's certain aspects to the JFK murder that can still be looked at even today. There's certain things that could be done which could shed a great deal of light as to what went on, 40-some-odd years ago.
You know, I have the tape of E. Howard Hunt saying he ran the operation. I have
right.
the video.
So, there's things of that nature, and then there's other stuff, too, out there that I will get into. But JFK, it could lead us to many, many different things that people have questions about and that there are conspiracies of. There's a lot of interesting things that deal around Scientology and that religion.
Hey, how about you crash the Scientology church or crash Skull and Bones? Oh, my God.
In order to crash Skull and Bones, I might need a whole SEAL platoon.
Hey, Jesse, I on air, I'm going to say it. And if it gets off the ground, I want to be a sidekick.
Alex, what? Wait a minute. I want to ask you something. Skull and Bones, now that's like the secret society at Yale University?
Yeah, it's a homoerotic Germanic death cult where they, well, Robert De Niro got it right in his big film, The Good Shepherd, and they do satanic rituals. I've actually snuck into one of their meetings that they had separately in California.
The Skull and Bones, that's what they do?
Absolutely.
Well, isn't George Bush part of that?
Yes, it's very Christian.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How can that be Christian?
Well, let me tell you, Bohemian Grove that I snuck into, I'm sure you've heard of that, Northern California, the mainly right-wing Christian leaders go there and they bus in male prostitutes. I mean, I know you're not attacking them either for their sexual preference, but why are they so hypocritical, Governor?
Well, I don't know nothing about that, but it's hypocritical if it's true. I mean, Alex, sometimes you go to places that even I don't know exist.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shark treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shark treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Declaring independence. They've laid their bodies down in a bloody war. For liberty for their descendants. Let me tell you, the best part about my job is that I get to see people really wake up to government-sponsored terror, to corruption, to so much, and to see people all over the planet waking up and to know that we are on the real cutting edge. And then I get to associate with people like Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and the former German defense minister, Andres von Bülow, and the Italian president. Former Italian president's gone public saying it's an inside job. People like Bill Christensen, CIA section chief in Berlin, who says it's an inside job. Bob Baer, who says it's an inside job on this show. The guy that made Siriana about CIA black op commander. You know, we are going against the flow, but we're starting to turn people around and wake them up. Governor Ventura, your book has been on and off the New York Times bestseller list. If anybody hasn't gotten it, they need to get it in bookstores everywhere. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. That said, I am looking forward to hanging out with you for a day and a half here in Austin. For those that don't know, I'll go ahead and announce the details. The 26th of October, the backyard, the last time, because they're moving to an even bigger facility. This one holds 18. It's outdoors. This one holds 8,000, and we're going to be having it streaming live for free on the internet at Infowars.com. It's Willie Nelson's idea. The thing is so popular that even when Willie said come to the event, it was almost sold out then. So it's sold out. You might go to Scalpers to get in, but regardless, it'll be free on the web. Austin City Limits is going to be there putting it out all over the country. They're going to be taping it for that. A bunch of other media is going to be there. And so you'll definitely want to watch that for some surprises. Governor Ventura, do you like Austin, Texas? You've been down here quite a few times, I think.
I enjoy Austin, Texas very much. In fact, I would tell you this, and I hope I don't offend the rest of the Texans, but if I were to ever move to Texas, Austin would probably be the prime place where I would look, because I love the blues and I love Stevie Ray Vaughan, and the whole Austin area down there is a magnificent area. It's fun to come and visit, and I'm looking forward to coming the 26th.
Well, if you like Double Trouble and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn is going to be playing at the event, and he is a listener of this show. He's been a guest here. He lives in Austin. So have you ever met Jimmy Vaughn? He's a fabulous guy.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy was up at the Ron Paul thing here.
That's right. He told me about that. Absolutely. He was.
Jimmy and I talked at the Ron Paul convention, the counter convention up here in the Twin Cities at the Target Center.
Well, it's a small world, and I'm just honored to be associated with people like you and Mr. Vaughn and others. God, it's exciting to be on the side of good. I feel sorry for those that are involved in corruption and bad, because I guess they don't have a conscience or they just don't care, because I love being part of the good guys. What about you, Governor?
Well, I don't know necessarily. You got to remember something. I was a villain for all those years in wrestling, so I like to cause trouble too.
You're not a villain.
Well, I played a villain. Everyone hated me, Alex. They paid their hard-earned
dollars. Let me tell you,
get my butt kicked.
Growing up in Dallas, watching you on TV, we liked you, and we were rooting for you to kick Hulk Hogan's butt.
Well, you know, when you put it that way, Alex, then you're not always on the side of right and justice, because I was a villain. Hogan was supposed to be the all-American boy, not me.
I know, but it was. I know, but everybody liked. I mean, they're saying you're probably the best villain ever, Jesse. But you know, you're not really a villain, so we know that was just having some fun.
You know, people understand that's, you know, in the world of pro wrestling, and much like politics, I think they parallel. I talked about this at Harvard, the fact that what you play in the wrestling ring may be nothing like what you're like in real life, and I think many of the politicians are that way. What they portray to you in public is nothing like they really are behind the scenes.
It's like WWF. Okay, we'll be back in 1 minute with the final segment. We'll take 3-year calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
That's, you know, in the world of pro wrestling, and much like politics, I think they parallel. I talked about this at Harvard, the fact that what you play in the wrestling ring may be nothing like what you're like in real life, and I think many of the politicians are that way. What they portray to you in public is nothing like they really are behind the scenes.
It's like WWF. Okay, we'll be back in 1 minute for the final segment. We'll take 3-year calls.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Jesse Ventura. Let's go ahead and go to Bruce in Connecticut. Bruce, go ahead. You're on the air with the governor.
Hi. I got a story about Building 7, why it collapsed. After Towers 1 and 2 collapsed, it felt so depressed it just gave up.
Well, that's as good a conspiracy theory as the government story, Governor.
Yep.
I agree. You know, I don't know. I haven't looked at that yet, but if there's any witnesses that heard that being said from the building, I'd sure like to hear about it.
Oh, man. Anything else there, Bruce, from Connecticut?
Yeah. Another thing, JFK assassination. It's very telling that they lock up evidence for 75 years. After the event.
Absolutely.
Well, even better than that, let me throw this one at you. Do you know that today, cannot get Lee Harvey Oswald's tax return?
Hey, listen, I went to the embalmer's office. He lives here in town. He's still alive. And he talked about the FBI guys came in, put his fingerprints on the gun, walked off, and then said on the news his fingerprints were on the gun. And then I was going to go back and interview him again, and he got ran off the road that day and almost killed at 90-something years old, so now he can't do the interview. So this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bruce. Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Good day, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Okay, as an old Navy person like Jesse, you know, my father served in the Navy, my brother served in the Navy, I served in the Navy. My uncle served in the Navy. My other uncle served in the Marines.
And his brother's Jackrabbit served in it. What's your point?
Yeah. My point is that, for one thing, I'm glad that Jesse's getting new projects started off with a more broader view of just our conspiracy theory so we can actually go through these things one by one. And I hope it does take off on the ground. The other thing is that I'm glad other people are waking up, but, you know, I've been doing this since 1979, just telling people, you know, getting the looks, getting the stares, you know, since I was in the Navy. So it's a hard road battle that we have to keep going, you know, and just not give up.
It is, Robert. I hear you. Yeah, what about going the distance, Governor? I mean, you know, the truth will out if the good men stand up, won't it?
Well, you'd like to believe that, Alex. You know, we live our lives believing those things, but I guess... I'm a realist, too. I've already come to the realization that in my lifetime, the Minnesota Vikings will never win the Super Bowl.
Hey, are you going to... Sorry, go ahead.
No, and I say that in the fact that you're fighting a very, very difficult battle here when you're fighting people that want to censor things and won't allow the truth to come out, and when they have the power to where they can take things, put them away for long periods of time. Like, the latest thing I heard is that all of Rudy Giuliani's papers now are locked
yes.
up for 25 years.
Yes.
What is the story with that?
They're hiding everything. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, the point is, he was in public service. Everything he did as a mayor should be public knowledge. I released every document of my 4 years in government are now in the Minnesota State Archives. Anyone can go over there and read anything they want. They said Governor Ventura's administration was so forthcoming, even the bad stuff is in there.
Well, that's my, and that's the sign of a good guy, that's my final question. Are you thinking about running for president in 2012?
Not at this time. I got other things. I got other fish to fry. I got a pilot to get off the ground and possibly two more. And there's a whole lot of other stuff I got to do in the next year or two before I would even entertain anything in 2012.
And so next, you're just going to be working on the pilot, coming to Austin the 26th at the backyard with Willie Nelson, myself, Jimmy Vaughn, and
yep,
others.
And then hopefully I'll be doing two more pilots. And then at some point I will go to Mexico, Alex.
Listen, I dream every day of going to some deserted island and doing that.
I
you
don't dream it. I do it. That's my break. See, I'm like a good Navy SEAL. I attack, I hit my target, and then I go drink beer and relax for a while.
You don't drink beer. I've been around you. You don't drink.
Well, I used to. In the days when I was in the Navy, I did.
Hey, Governor, you're the best. Let me say bye to you off air, and if everybody else, will be right back. Thank you, Governor, for spending time with us. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today to this Best Of with Governor Jesse Ventura and, of course, Willie Nelson. We're all meeting up tonight out at the historic Backyard Live Oak Amphitheater. I'm going to give a speech, so will Willie and Jesse Ventura. We'll take questions and answers from the crowd. And then Willie and the gang are going to play into the wee hours of the morning, and it's all going to be streamed live and free on the Internet starting at about 9:15 tonight at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So, again, thanks for tuning in today, ladies and gentlemen.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a collector.